And another day, another round of corporate layoffs. This morning, IBM announced that it's cutting nearly 4,000 workers. It's the latest in a wave of massive job cuts hitting the tech industry, with Google, Amazon, Microsoft all letting thousands of workers go. Beyond the sheer numbers, the way these employees have been laid off is getting attention as well. Social media is flooded with stories of people locked out of their emails or notified in the middle of a business trip they've lost their job. Layoffs are not good for employees, but when companies decide to cut jobs, how should they do it to minimize the damage to workers? Tessa White, also known as the Job Doctor, is a former Fortune 50 executive. She now works as a career coach, helping people navigate the workplace. Welcome, Tessa.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I'm going to start with this really big question, Tessa. How should companies handle these cuts, especially when they're letting workers know that they're being laid off?
It's different than it used to be. And I've done probably 5,000 layoffs, and I don't say that to brag because it's a terrible number. But having done good ones and bad ones, I would say one of the most important things that companies do is that they double down on communication and that they take a very humane approach to the way that they let their people go. And by humane, they've got to have benefits that extend so that the mental health needs of those that are laid off can be taken care of during the time that they're trying to find a job. And as well, a company should give extra severance right now. And when I say double down on communication, they need to have point people that people can talk to about unemployment, about benefits continuation, the things that will create greater stress for those people who are laid off.
Yeah, and people might be thinking, oh, you know, the high-paying tech industry, like those are not the kinds of workers who might literally struggle without the next paycheck coming in. But we know that's not true. Many workers really do rely on that very next paycheck. And the thing about a layoff is that it's sudden. How common is severance across the industries and layoff packages?
Severance is very common, especially in the tech industry. But what isn't common is necessarily generous severance. And what isn't common is generous benefits. Usually companies give just enough. And I don't think just enough works in today's environment anymore. I think it may require a company to give a little bit more, maybe even more in creating a community or placement options where people can go to help find that next job. But remember, these tech workers, tech's been good for a very, very long time. Many of these workers have never been laid off before. This is really new to the tech industry.
Yeah. You know, and the companies doing it are like massive global corporations. Like they have these huge HR departments. I would imagine the things you're describing as standard, like help them learn how they can get unemployment, is just seems kind of shocking that that's not happening.
Well, mass layoffs are a little bit different. I've done some mass layoffs. They're not fun. And you're trying to balance what the company needs and turn off systems and such for people so that people don't take company property, for instance. And you're balancing that against trying to take somewhat of a humane approach with people. And it's actually quite difficult. I think the key for the future may be a little bit of a shift to transparency. Now, I grew up in an era where transparency didn't exist for layoffs. We wanted to keep people in the dark. And in part, it was to protect those company assets and not give people a heads up to do damage. But I don't think we're in the same environment anymore. And I think transparency is going to be important.
Is there a long-term impact of these messy layoffs on worker morale?
Yes. The people that are left, it's like a near-miss breakup. And if you think about a breakup, you're suspicious and you're not sure if, you know, you're next. And so it does create a huge problem. A company can't expect when they do a big layoff for the people that are left behind to be grateful they're there and think everything's going to be okay. So doubling down on communication and again, transparency, I think, will be important for companies to keep the remaining people in the seat.
Tessa White, former Fortune 50 executive turned career coach, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.